It's Tuesday, January 18th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America.
The head of human resources at your place of work could be some of the most important people as we face constantly changing guidelines when it comes to the pandemic. They are key figures in setting new policy on mask wearing, testing, and vaccine mandates, and have had to quickly become experts on public health. Emma Goldberg, reporter at the New York Times, joins us for all the new complexity brought to the world of HR. Thanks for joining us, Emma.
Thanks for having me on today.
You wrote an interesting article about kind of the changing needs within companies, and I love the headline, "Your head of HR is now basically the school nurse." And in so many ways, it's so true right now. We're seeing companies, businesses, everyone really navigating a bunch of different things, changing guidelines from the government with regards to whatever it is, masks, vaccines, all that. And changing guidelines within the companies, changing guidelines with the government. It's very confusing. And, you know, in a lot of places, you know, the first person you go ask now is the HR person. You know, give us some guidance on this, set the rules and the parameters for us. So, Emma, tell us a little bit more about it.
Right. Well, I think we're seeing this effect in a lot of parts of work and life in the pandemic, which is just that in order to go about your day-to-day life now and in order to go about your routine, you have to almost act like an amateur epidemiologist because you're constantly navigating, how do I keep myself safe? How do I keep those around me safe? And HR directors have that to the kind of upteenth degree because they're really suddenly charged with keeping their entire company healthy and safe and comfortable in the workplace.
Yeah, I mean, I work at a news radio station in Los Angeles, KFI Radio, and we have a newsroom, we have a bunch of offices, studios, everything. And there was a big discussion about what was going on in our newsroom. You know, we have cubicles set up in there, and the rules were, you know, if you're in your office, you don't necessarily have to wear a mask. And I think people were carrying that to the cubicle section, but people brought up the issue. You know, we kind of didn't know how to answer it. First people we went to was HR. Please clarify all of this. And this is kind of what's happening everywhere. You know, it's hard to make those finite decisions. You go to HR, help us get the guidance going.
Exactly. And I think for HR, it just means that they have a myriad more responsibilities. They're oftentimes in charge with actually making the vaccine requirements for a company. They're in charge of reviewing the request for exemptions from those requirements. They're in charge of ordering masks and getting people set up to work from home. So it's a whole new list of responsibilities. And oftentimes those touch on a lot of areas of public health expertise that someone who's running HR might not necessarily have, but all of a sudden has to get caught up on.
That's definitely got to be one of the hardest parts. Having a health background or something is not in your repertoire, it's something you have to learn. You know, you have to go to those sources that you trust. That you made mention in the article, a lot of HR professionals that you spoke to really do look to CDC guidance when they make a lot of these decisions. You know, where else are they going to look but some other medical professionals they might know? But the ultimate line is stuff coming down from the CDC.
Exactly. I think a lot of them are relieved to at least be able to point to what public health authorities and government agencies are saying are the requirements, because it gives them a little bit of cover and they're just implementing the policies that are being directed toward them. They're not necessarily having to come up with it all on the fly.
One of the things we're experiencing right now is a lot of disruption in return to office plans. You know, after the new year, a lot of companies were really ready to make that move back to in-person stuff. But, you know, the rise of the Omicron variant, a lot of surging cases really put a slowdown on a lot of those plans. And HR professionals, undoubtedly stressed about all of this, about all the changing stuff. That was one of the things that the HR pros that you talked to were talking about, just kind of the added stress of what's going on.
Exactly. I think it's a lot of pressure on people when they are all of a sudden charged with, first of all, figuring out how to keep their companies safe and figure out when it's safe to get back to the office, but also charged with figuring out how to communicate those policies and communicate the safety guidelines to their workforce. Because I think people are not going to come back unless they feel safe and unless they feel cared for. And it's really up to HR to make sure that that is taken care of.
And being caught in the middle was another theme, right? You're trying to balance that safety for the company and all. But there's people on both sides, right? There are those that want to be vaccinated and want the people around them to also be vaccinated. There's those that maybe don't want to get the vaccine. And you really have to find a policy that fits everywhere.
Exactly. I spoke with an HR director in South Florida who said that he estimated that about one third of his staff was not fully vaccinated yet, and that actually a lot of them were opposed to the vaccine or viewed a vaccine mandate as an intrusion. So he had to figure out, how do I talk to those employees? How do I communicate to those employees while also communicating to the other two thirds of the organization that will only feel safe if there's a vaccine mandate in place?
What do you see? What do these HR professionals you spoke to see in the near future with all this stuff? I mean, as I mentioned, everything constantly changing, coronavirus sticking around a lot longer than most people had hoped. And this has just rolled up into the new set of their job parameters, really.
I think a lot of them are leaning into the unpredictability of the moment at this point, and they're realizing maybe it doesn't make sense to set hard and fast return to office dates. Maybe it makes sense to communicate a little bit more uncertainty to their staff. And I think others are feeling a bit reassured that for as much as we do feel uncertain about the future, we also do have a lot more information at our disposal now about what works, and particularly vaccines and testing. And that testing is especially going to be a really key tool, as we're seeing with the Omicron variant, to make sure that we know that when people are coming back to the office, that it's actually safe for them to do so.
Well, an interesting look. We'll see how it all plays out. But just know you're relying on your HR more now than ever with all the stuff that's going on.
Yeah, thank you, HR.
Emma Goldberg, reporter at the New York Times. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me on.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.